This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel. Bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Minster High School tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com for an interconference battle between the Houston Wildcats from the Shelby County League and the Minster Wildcats from the Midwest Athletic Conference. Chuck, one thing for sure about this game this evening, we know that in this contest between the 2-5 Houston club and the 1-2 Minster club, the Wildcats are going to win.
Yeah, there's a lot of cats out here this evening, and kind of a sparse crowd after what we watched last night, Pickle Sydney, and how crazy that was. But kind of a typical Saturday night, especially this close to Christmas.
But these two cats going at it tonight are hungry. Each team needs a win. Minster, after taking its first game, has dropped a couple in a row. Houston 2-5. Of course, Minster getting off to the late start because of the football team's run into the football playoffs. So head coach Mike Lee, for the second straight year at Minster, has got to deal with a compressed schedule from the middle of December through the end of the season. He doesn't get that normal late November start. Wow. You look at these two coaches' resumes, Chuck, and you are really, really impressed. 53 years head coaching experience between John Willoughby at Houston, Mike Lee at Minster. You look at them and you say, my gosh, they're only 35 years old each. There's no way they can have that many years coaching between them. They have stayed so young and fresh, although they won't tell you that, but They sure do look it. Two outstanding head coaches, 53 years, as I mentioned, between them. And the rebuilding program started somewhat for each school a year ago in high school basketball. Each team wants to win badly tonight. Houston needs it, having dropped some close games. Houston easily could be 4-3 instead of 2-5. Minster's had a real rugged schedule so far, opening up against St. Henry and then playing Marion Local and Wapakoneta back-to-back, Marion Local last evening. Houston has nearly beaten Jackson Center in the Shelby County League. In fact, the three teams have nearly knocked off Jackson Center. But Houston is so close to finishing off a couple more victories. Houston starts three seniors, Minster four. And it's time for these two programs to have seniors begin to lead the way.
Well, yeah, you take a look at Houston. They got Phipps, who just seems like yesterday that he was a freshman coming out there and shooting the ball.
Yep,
a driller. Now he's a senior. They've got Caleb Sluss, who got a lot of time as a freshman last year.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be a good basketball player for them. They got Jolly and Freitag. Seems like they've been around forever.
Yeah,
so they got experience. And you're right, it's time for them to get if you start having success, then that builds your confidence and it makes you a better basketball team.
The one thing I like this year about the Houston program is that the Wildcats could have been deterred early on and sulked. Head coach John Willoughby would have none of it, losing 52-50 to Newton first game, 47-45 to Jackson Center second game, on the heels of a far less than successful campaign last year. It would have been easy to ride it in after two difficult setbacks to open up the year, but Houston did not. Wildcats came back, beat Franklin Monroe 60-53. Did lose a couple of Shelby County League games to Bodkins and Fairlawn before beating Ansonia by 11. Lost last night to Rushi by a 15-point margin, although Houston led 13-10 at the end of the first quarter, or late in that first period. Then 7 minutes later, Houston was still stuck on 13.
Right.
That's what the Wildcats need to avoid, those offensive lulls. You've got to be more consistent.
Right. Well, I mean, Rushi's a good basketball team, and John Willoughby's been doing this for 30 years. That's why his kids, whether he's got talent or no talent, you really can't tell. They try to do the right things. They do the right things. But sometimes, you know, you can't make yourselves taller. You can't make yourselves, be quicker than you are. And that's kind of what Houston's run into the last couple of years.
How about Dominic Phipps? He's one of the better 5'11 Division IV players in the area. He had 13 points in the season opener against Newton. 23 for Dominic Phipps against Jackson Center's defense. That's crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, not many players get 15 against Jackson
right.
Center. Phipps gunned in 23 points.
As Zawadzki last year, who was an all-state player for Troy Christian, he had a horrible night against the defense of Jackson Center.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. Zach Freitag has been very good for Houston so far this year. He had a 16-point game and a loss to Bodkins, came back with 14 in a defeat at the hands of Fairlawn. He had 19 when Houston defeated Ansonia by 11. Phipps has been Mr. Consistent all year long. I mentioned the 23-point game. He's had a 20-point game, a game of 16, a game of 14. That's what Houston needs, is balance. To go with Phipps, the inside scoring has got to show up in the book. And if Houston can get Phipps on the outside, inside play produced as well from Freitag and company, Houston will be just fine. It's a team that I'm sure is going to improve as this season progresses. Minster is in that mighty Midwest Athletic Conference, and head coach Mike Lee looks at a Cleveland Cavaliers schedule over the next month, a contest about every third day.
Yeah, he's got the unfortunate. It's a fabulous thing to have for your school, have a football team that goes that deep, but it really messes up, especially now that they've gone to 22 games.
Yeah.
They play a lot of games in a row.
Four seniors start for Minster. Josh Nixon, the quarterback of the football team, pumped in 15 in the season-opening win over St. Henry. That was a nice Midwest Athletic Conference win for the Wildcats. Aaron Ernst added 10. Jacob Steckschulte, 10 in that game. Peter Falk had 13. in the 10-point loss at the hands of Wapakoneta. And just last night, Jared Toby 10, Jacob Steck-Schulte 9. Minster went on the road to Marion Local, always a tough place to play. Marion Local not as big as last year. Still some athletes remain
right
on that team. They play a very hard-nosed. Marion Local beat Minster 58-47. Minster, perhaps more than Houston, is trying to find that consistent leading scorer, the young man who generates 15, 16 points night in, night out.
Right. Well, I mean, that's one of the things you have to do early, especially if you got, you know, some of these kids have some experience, but none of them have carried the team offensively, like you said. And the other thing that you have to do early in the season is start trying to find your substitution rotation.
Right.
You want to play eight guys. Eight guys is perfect. You can go to maybe nine. You don't want less than that. But you want to start trying to get the right combinations out there on the floor, and then that comes with game time.
And neither one of these teams has what I call big size. In fact, Minster's a little undersized. When Freitag's on the floor for Houston, he gives them a 6'4 presence on the interior. Minster's got no one on the roster bigger than 6'3, and no one taller than 6'2 starts for Minster. So
right,
neither team has got a significant young man in what we call the traditional post.
Right. I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of put two people down the post and screen across. You're going to see a lot of open post.
Yep.
You're going to see a lot of pressure and trying to run the floor to get to beat the defense back.
Houston and Minster here tonight at the Wildcats gym. I said the Wildcats gym. That doesn't help you very much. We are at Minster. We're now greeted by the officials. A motley crew of three fine referees whom we know quite well. They have checked in here at the scores table. Our underwriting sponsors, the anchors, include American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, developing Timber Trail, a new subdivision south of Anna on 25A, and Middendorf in Fort Loramie will customize a home for you according to your plans and specifications. We've got the starting lineups and the opening tip-off upcoming in a moment. It's Houston at Minster, boys high school basketball this evening on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.OH.com.
thank you as well tonight to these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? And thanks to John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John Hemp Imagery will give you the best shot. The in-between to south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And from Anna, these community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. Starting lineups for the visiting Houston Wildcats, Dominic Phipps, a 5'11 senior at guard, with Zach McKee, a 5'11 senior, Isaiah Beaver out front on the perimeter, a 5'9 junior, Cameron Arnold, 5'9" tall, a junior, and Zach Freitag, a 6'4 senior. Houston with four starters under 6 feet tall. That may change as the Wildcats substitute in and out. But Houston goes small along with the 6'4 Freitag to start. For the Minster Wildcats, Bryce Schmiesing at a guard, 5'9 a junior, along with Jacob Stecholdy, 5'9 a senior, and Josh Nixon, a 5'11" senior. Peter Falk, a 6'1 senior, and Connor Tumbush, a 6'2 senior, rounds out the opening five. Mike Lee, head coach at Minster, 23 years. John Willoughby, head coach at Houston, 30 years.
31 years at the school, 30 as the head coach.
Yep, 53 between them. Coaches Willoughby and Lee, Houston and Minster, respectively. Houston in the road red, white numerals. Very shiny red sneakers displayed by the Wildcats. Minster, the home white, black numbers outlined in orange. Orange and black piping down the side to the shorts. And a good-looking Wildcat logo at center court here at Minster. Minster going from right to left on your telephone or computer screen as you use your imagination. And the Wildcats win the opening tap. It goes to Stecholdy, who enters the lane below the foul stripe, fades away, and hits a 12-footer to start things off. 2-0 Minster. Houston brings it down. 30 feet away, Cameron Arnold picks up his dribble, goes high left to McKee. McKee passes to Dominic Phipps. He's being checked out high by Stecholdy. Now 25 feet away, Cameron Arnold. He's guarded by Falk of Minster. Foul line extended left. It's Isaiah Beaver. Throws that inside to Freitag. A good dish off on the play to Zach McKee. Shot blocked by Minster into the corner. Touch last by the Wildcats. Goes out of bounds. 2-0 Minster on the field goal by Stecholdy to start. We played 50 seconds. Here is Stecholdy dribbling down the floor for the Wildcats of Minster. Darts into the lane again. This fadeaway shot is short. Might have been tipped by Houston. Wildcats come out of there with it. Here's Cameron Arnold. Splits a couple defenders. Dribbles into Josh Nixon, who steals. He glides the other way for Minster, all the way to the rim for two. Nixon on the takeaway and the two-pointer at the other end. 4-0 in favor of Minster. Here's Houston down the floor outside the arc, 30 feet away. Cameron Arnold pulls up, stops his dribble, and makes an errant pass, aiming for Freitag in the lane. No one home. 4-0 Minster. Houston now will apply pressure in backcourt. Houston with a change. Aaron Ernst is in, a 6'1 junior. Here is a three-quarter court token pressure defense applied by Houston. Dribbling up the floor with the left hand is Bryce Schmiesing. Schmiesing gives it up on the play to Stecholdy. Back to Schmiesing, enters the lane, tries to make a bounce pass to Tumbush. He's not there, and it goes out of bounds. Caleb Sluss in the game now for Houston off the bench, a 6'2 sophomore. Got some varsity experience last year as a freshman and looked good. Houston being pressured at the timeline, and Houston throws the ball away again. Intercepted by Nixon. Bad pass by him in the forecourt, and Houston gets it right back. And the Houston Wildcats get
timeout.
Yes, indeed. Timeout Houston. We played nearly 2 minutes. Minster leads it 4-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Not a very good start for Houston. Minster's defense has posed trouble for John Willoughby's crew here at the start, Chuck.
Yeah, they've turned it three times. That timeout was good to get them settled down.
Dominic Phipps up over the timeline for Houston. Minster ahead 4-0. Outside the arc on the right, Caleb Sluss, 6'2 sophomore with the ball back to Phipps. Sluss in the corner. Baseline to Freitag. Here's a baseline drive by Houston. Now the ball thrown on the arc. Minster with a shifting zone defense. It's given Houston fits so far. Here's a deep left corner jumper by Phipps of Houston. A three ball. Swish. She's got it. Good looking shot by Phipps. Quickly the other way. Minster pulling up. Three-pointer tried by the Minster Wildcats. It is good. It is buried from long range by Steckschulte. Boy, he's hot at the start for Minster. He's got a two-point field goal and a three. Steckschulte matches the Phipps triple. 7-3, Houston down 4. Freitag deep in the left corner. Throws it out back to Phipps. Phipps on the bounce. Yeah, it looks like Minster is in more of a man-to-man, Chuck.
Yeah, they switched this time down.
We got a moving screen against Houston, 20 feet from the hoop. And Jared Toby now on the floor for Minster. 5:10 left, opening period, 7-3, Minster leads it. Here is Minster dribbling up high left. It's Steckschulte. Boy, he's got a quick trigger in this game. Long jumper, no good, clangs off the iron. Rebound to Houston, down to Phipps. I mentioned Toby, he's a 6'1 senior for Minster, in off the bench. Here's a skip pass by Houston, far left corner. It's thrown to Mark Schaefer, who's in. A 6'1 senior, jump shot, 15-footer baseline, no off the back flange, rebound Minster. Quickly down the floor, it's Falk to Nixon, back to Falk, left-handed three-pointer from the flank, no good, hit the rim, caromed off, backed out by Minster, Houston possession. 4:30 to go, first quarter, 7-3 Minster. Minster-Houston football score, the first ever game on the gridiron between the two schools, 7-3. Quickly dribbling up the floor, Schaefer for Houston into the right corner. Top of the circle, fed to Isaiah Beaver. Beaver dishes off. Left wing to Arnold, back to Beaver. His shot rolls off, no good. Rebounding foul, Houston. Played nearly 4 minutes, opening quarter, still 7-3, Minster. Aaron Ernst back on the floor for Minster. Josh Nixon out for the home team. Minster will bring it down. The two guards, Schmiesing and Steckschulte. Ball walked over the timeline by Steckschulte. Guarded by Schaefer of Houston. Outside the arc on the right, it's Ernst. Starts a drive against Sluss. Tries to dish off in the paint to Jared Toby. Batted free by Houston. And the red and white has the basketball. Dribbling Phipps to midcourt in traffic. Fumbles it away. It's loose on the deck. Tie-up occurs. Houston keeps it. Come on, 3:47 to go in the first. 7-3 Minster. Inbounding Schaefer for the Houston Wildcats, gives it up to Phipps. Steckschulte on him like a glove, 30 feet away. Outside the arc on the left is Sluss. starts to make a move toward the hoop, then pulls up. Cross-court pass to Beaver in the lane. Foul line, Schaefer, shot fake. On the arc to Beaver, cross-court skip pass to a teammate. It's Sluss, who angles across the lane. Banks a runner, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Falk of Minster. The left-hander dribbles up the floor, weave to Schmiesing. Near side, Ernst, open three, bingo, he's got it. Aaron Ernst from long range. Ernst connects for Minster, which leads 10-3. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Houston down the floor to Schaefer. Here's the pass to Phipps. Deep in the left corner, Sluss. Line drive jumper, a long deuce, hit the rim, no good. Rebound, Minster. Falk down the floor to Hurry. Left-handed maneuver in the lane. Kerplunk, it hit the front rim and fell through by Falk. 12-3, Minster. Dominic Phipps down the floor for Houston. 2:35 to go, first quarter. Near side pass, Schaefer. Little pick and roll with teammate Dry Tag. Oh, a fine extra pass. The ball's laid off to Beaver, who gets the four-footer. Extra pass made the difference. Minster countering, three-pointer, right corner. Falk, he's on target. Minster beat Houston down the floor. Falk set up, received the pass, and drained it. 15-5. Minster in the lead by 10. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Left side pass, Phipps. Right side, Schaefer for Houston. Gets a high screen from Freitag, who rolls. No passes there. Comes back on top to Sluss. Outside the arc, near wing, Schaefer. He goes baseline. Oh, another good dish right back into the lane to the cutter, Beaver. Layup is in. Workmanlike fashion, Houston gets two. 15-7. Minster by 8. A minute 40 to go, first quarter. Top of the circle, Ernst for Minster to Falk. There he goes again, slicing into the lane. Awkward shot, no good, but a foul by Houston. Well, Minster's Falk, Chuck, is very shifty, difficult to guard.
Well, he can shoot the three, so you got to step out on him, and he can get the ball to the basket, too. Bad combination if you're trying to guard him.
6'1" tall with lengthy arms, plays more like 6'3 or so. Free throw, no good. Minute 33 to go here in the first quarter, 15-7. Minster, Brett Holscher, a 6-foot senior wing player, has entered for Minster. Second free throw here by Falk. He aims, missed it short. Rebound knocked around. Loose ball, left corner. Gathered by Schaefer of Houston. Loops up the floor to Arnold on the giddy-up. Back out to Schaefer between the rings. Hand off to Arnold, 30 feet away. Minute 17 to go, first quarter. 15-7 Minster. Left side pass to Phipps, who fakes right, goes left, and he's called for a shuffle, a walking violation. Just over a minute to play in the first. Minster in the lead by 8. Aaron Ernst over the Wildcat logo at midcourt. Right side pass to Nixon. Into the lane to Holscher. He bobbled and gave it away to Houston. Dominic Phipps to midcourt for the red and white. High dribble against Nixon to Schaefer, 25 feet away. Pick and roll with Freitag, but no pass to him. Outside the arc on the left to Phipps. Phipps on the bounce. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Houston trails by 8. On a weave to Arnold. Arnold three steps from midcourt, guarded by Falk. Left side to Schaefer. He's doubled. Nice pick and roll back to Sluss in the lane. Goes toward the hoop. Left it short. No good. Rebound Falk. Minster's rebounder snared it. And Sluss got a piece of him. It's a foul on Houston. Common, personal. Minster, believe it or not, Chuck, no fouls yet in this game. 27 seconds to go, first quarter. 15-7 Minster. Aaron Ernst near midcourt. Dribbles at the Wildcat logo. Looks at the clock. 15-14. Right side pass to Falk. Skips it near side to Holscher. Straight on Ernst. Now Falk with 8-7. Falk, top of the key. Oh, a nice give. Cutting to the rim. It's caught by Tumbush, who lays it through with 2 seconds left. And let's see what we have. Houston inbounds, and let's go to 63rd. The official signal, it wouldn't have counted had it gone. And the first quarter closes. Minster by 10, 17-7 over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewey of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Houston trailing by 10. We start play in the second. Minster with the ball, Brett Holscher. 30 feet out, gift to Ernst, telegraphed the pass, nice interception by Schaefer of Houston. He goes the last 50 feet, drives, lays it in. Backboard rim, it bounced a couple times and fell through. 17-9, Minster's lead is 8. Half minute gone, period number 2. Near side pass to Ernst. Ernst, the 6'1 junior, starts to drive, he's choked off, gives it to Nixon, 25 feet away. He fires a cross-court pass to a guard who starts a drive. It's Dekscholdy, pulls up. He uses the backboard nicely and kisses it in.
He's got some real offensive skills.
Doesn't he, though? Wow. He's got three fielders already for Minster. He's got a lot of variety in his offensive arsenal.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a great three-point shot, but he can take it to the basket just as easily.
Yeah, he's pulled up, hit a jumper below the foul line there, 45 degrees off the baseline. He banked one home. Houston inbounding, down 19-9. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Phipps goes cross-court to Cameron Arnold. Picked up by Nixon of Minster. Right corner, Phipps. Starts a drive, pulls up, unloads a three. Over Dekscholdy and drills it. It's a deuce. He was straddling the arc. Almost a three, not quite. Countering quickly, Minster. Quick jump shot, Bryce Schmiesing. Missed it long, rebound Houston. On the giddy-up, down the floor, come the Wildcats. It is Phipps off to Schaefer, off balance, wild attempt, no good. Rebounded by Minster. Deep left corner, three, high in the air by Ernst. Swish, he's got it. Nobody picked him up. He was wide open, available in the corner. Ernst with a long triple, the lead for Minster, 11. Minute and a half gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bainbow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bainbauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bainbauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bainbauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bainbauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bainbauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Cameron Arnold of Houston is fouled as we restart play after the Houston timeout. 22-11, Minster, 6:19 to go here in the second quarter. Houston's got Freitag on the floor along with Schaefer. Sluss is in. Cameron Arnold's got it. 30 feet out, starts a drive, baseline. Flips it back out to Phipps. He's the fifth player on the hardwood right now. Line drive three ball by Dominic. It hit the flange, ricocheted into the left corner, out of bounds to Minster. Head coach John Willoughby of Houston, Chuck, before the last timeout, not pleased about a no call down to a right. I think he thought Minster might have kicked a pass.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about.
It wound up resulting in a turnover. There was no whistle on that play. And Minster zipped the other direction, got a good look on a three, and drained it. Here is Steck Scholte on the arc for Minster on the dribble. Goes to the elbow on the left, spins, and he's hooked on the play by a Houston defender. Common foul, Minster throwing in right in front of us. Falk, Steck Scholte, Schmiesing on the floor for Minster, along with Alex Eiding, a six-foot senior, is in. And Connor Tumbush, also out there, a 6'2 senior. He's at the post. Head of the key, Schmiesing, guarded by Beaver of Houston. Near side to Falk. Falk takes a look at a three. We're looking right over his shoulder. He's on the money with it, right down through the cylinder. Good-looking three ball by Falk. And here's a stutter step at midcourt by Arnold for Houston. He's guilty of walking.
Well, I'll tell you, watching this Minster team play, it's hard to believe they're 1-2.
It sure is. We've seen some good offense spread all over the floor. Falk is a player. Steck Scholte's a player. Outside the arc on the right, it's Schmiesing. Ball entered into the post to Tumbush. He's not guarded very closely. He turns, has a nice look from 14, and swishes it. 27-11 in favor of Minster. 3 minutes gone, second quarter. Backcourt, Arnold for Houston. Long pass down the floor inside to Schaefer. Good shot fake. Minster defender flies by. Schaefer lays it through. 27-13. Minster leads. 4:40 to go here in the second quarter. Here is Steck Scholte, head of the key. Gives it up, gets it back. Looks at Houston's defense, which is a zone at the moment. Schmiesing in the right corner. Back to Steck Scholte. Fakes left, goes right, nearly walked. Gives it to Schmiesing. Near side pass to Alex Eiding. Minster trying to solve the Houston zone at the moment. Ahead by 14. Flashing through the middle is Tumbush. He catches at the foul stripe. Throws it right back to the arc. Here's Steck Scholte, elbow on the left. Throws to Schmiesing in the lane. Hops toward the basket. A floating 10-footer in the air. No good off to the right. Rebound Houston. Here's Cameron Arnold against Falk. Right side pass to Zach McKee, who's checked back in. 5'11 senior. McKee to Freitag, 25 feet away. 3:50 remaining first half. 27-13 Minster. McKee 25 feet away. Houston clears out for him. He drives. Leaves it for the cutter. Coming to the rim, Beaver. He overshoots inside. Rebounded by Houston. Or I should say by Minster. Quickly, forecourt left. Schmiesing. Here's a deep left corner three. Tried by Tumbush. No good. Short. Rebound ricochets to Houston's Cameron Arnold. Picked up by Falk. 3:20 left to go first half. 27-13 Minster. 25 feet away. McKee's got it. Goes cross-court to the driver. Flying hard toward the rim is Cameron Arnold for Houston. He's pushed on his way to the basket. Shot bounced off the iron, but he'll get two. He was nailed in the act of shooting. Cameron Arnold, 5'9 junior, chose the charity stripe for Houston. Each team, Chuck, has flashed some zone defense here tonight.
Well, I think it was up to Houston. They were having trouble with the penetration, but they still got to make sure, because Minster's got a good three, they got two or three kids that can really shoot the three.
Yep. Free throw Cameron Arnold short for Houston.
And Minster's zone, they were in at one time. Phipps hit a three, and they haven't seen it since.
Second shot good by Arnold. 27-14, Minster in the lead by 13 points, 3:08 to go, second quarter. Schmiesing, top of the circle for Minster, goes foul line to teammate Jared Toby. On the arc, near side, Brett Holscher. He looks at the basket from behind the three-point line, doesn't let it fly. Goes opposite to Schmiesing, 25 feet away. 2:45 to go, first half. 27-14, Minster. Ball thrown to the post, deflected by Houston. Loose ball picked up by McKee, bumped from the backside by Minster. 2:44 to go in the second quarter. Houston needs a spurt before halftime to get this down to single digits. Cameron Arnold, midcourt, picked up by Schmiesing. It's a high screen from Freitag. Straight on three ball by McKee. Line drive, shot, he buries it. Triple by McKee. Houston needed that one.
Yeah, it did. Did. Back to 11.
27-16, Minster in the lead. 2:20 left to go first half. Pitch and catch on the arc by Minster. Near side, it's Aaron Ernst. Gives it up straight away to Brett Holscher. Back to Schmiesing, right flank, jumping, shooting, a three ball, push, right through, all nylon by Schmiesing. Oh, here's a lazy inbounds pass by Houston against token pressure, swiped on the play by Schmiesing. He missed the gimme, though. Houston gets a reprieve.
They've got four different kids that have made threes now.
Oh, here's a nifty drive by Houston, taking the last 50 feet by Cameron Arnold all the way to the cup. He banked it in, a shovel shot, motoring toward the hoop, and Minster gets a timeout. 1:47 to go first half, 30-18 Minster over Houston on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The lead for Minster is a dozen. Under two to play first half. Houston falls back on defense. In a zone, it appears. Here's a pass far right wing to Holscher for Minster. 90 seconds to go first half. Now outside the arc to Schmiesing. To Holscher to Schmiesing. 25 feet away on the left. Straight on top to Falk. Falk right flank to Schmiesing. Here's Aaron Ernst, top of the key. Throws to the cutter, Schmiesing into the lane, right back out to Aaron Ernst, top of the circle. They play pitch and catch. Here's a high arching fadeaway jump shot by Aaron Ernst. No good. Hit the rim, went way up in the air. Came down in the lap of Phipps. Phipps down the floor for Houston. Oh, a good give up. Fine dish off on the play to Beaver. Splendid driving shot by him in traffic, and it's 30-20. Phipps helped Houston run the fast break nicely there. 48 seconds to go first half. 30-20, Minster by 10. Right wing, it's Ernst. Ernst around the top of the circle to Schmiesing. In the left corner, Holscher. Down to 34 seconds to go, second quarter. Head coach Mike Lee for Minster shouting out instructions. He wanted to make sure his team held for the last shot. 23 seconds to go in the second. 30-20, Minster. Far right wing, it is Falk. Skips it near side to Holscher. Between the circle, Schmiesing. 12 to go first half. Houston defending. Still in what appears to be a zone. Here's a hop, step, and a jump into the lane goes Ernst. Left it short, no good. Strong rebound, lower the left, but Toby fouled over the shoulder by Houston. Houston nearly came away with denial on that offensive set by Minster, but with 2.2 to go, a couple of free throws here for Toby of Minster, which is up 10. This could make it 12. Free throw, Toby spins it up, no good. Flat shot. Hit the front iron and slipped off to the right. Each team with substitutions, final 2.2 of the first half. Sluss in for Houston.
We got him.
And Nixon back on the floor for Minster. Second free throw here for Toby of Minster. Up and good. 31-20 Minster. The ball entered by Freitag to Phipps. He runs up to the center court line. Gets the shot off before the buzzer. It sails up and over the backboard. And the first half closes out. Minster leads Houston by 11, 31-20 here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are at the half at Minster 31, Houston 20, here on scoresbroadcast.com. Say, don't miss out on big savings, high-quality furniture, located at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan. That's Route 47 west of I-75. Check out Goffney Furniture for dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Plus, at Goffney Furniture, five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service, too. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, a proud underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster by 11 at the half. We were entertained a moment ago by a mid-court shot by a young lady from Minster. Don't know the special special occasion. Might have been a raffle of some sort, or you make the shot and you win a chunk of the 50-50. Don't know what it was all about, but it was a legitimate-looking long-range mid-court effort, a good step behind the line. The shooter didn't cross the line. The young lady, the student at Minster, nailed it right on the button. Not much arch, but it was dead center all the way. And based on what I just saw, Chuck, she deserves a spot on the floor in this boys' basketball game here tonight.
Yeah, that was a boys' basketball. They're used to shooting a little smaller ball.
Well, we're at the half of this game tonight at Minster. Houston down by 11. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers.
Well, both teams are shooting the ball really well. Houston, 9 of 17 from the floor. That's 53%. Made the only three that they attempted. That's 100%. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Minster, on the other hand, 12 of 22, 55%. 6 of 8 shooting 3, 75%. One downside, I guess, 1 for 4 from the free throw line, 25%. Each team has 8 rebounds. Minster has 1 offensive rebound. Houston doesn't have any. Both teams turned it 6 times. Individual scoring for the Houston Wildcats, led by Isaiah Beaver with 6. They got 5 from Phipps, 4 from Schaefer, and 3 each from Arnold and McKee. They scored 7 and 13, 20 for the first half. Minster, a little more balanced. They were led in scoring by Folk with 8. They got 7 from Stickschulte, 6 from Ernst, 4 from Tumbush. Then they got 3 from from Schmiesing and a free throw from Toby. They scored 17 and 14, lead by 11 at the half, 31 to 20.
I guarantee you head coach John Willoughby of Houston didn't expect to have to defend the three ball so tightly in the first several minutes of the game. Minster, a red-hot start, 6-for-8. As you mentioned, Chuck, behind the arc, much like Piqua last night against Sydney.
Yep.
It is very difficult to defend high-quality, long-range shooting like that. High percentage, 75%.
Well, I mean, Houston had no choice but to go to the zone, and when they did, that opened up some of the outside shooting with the skip pass by Minster. So, you know, you pick your poison. You hope that they're not going to continue to shoot it at that rate. But when they played man-to-man, Minster was getting to the rim too easily.
Yep, Dominic Phipps has handled the ball real well for Houston. He's made some nice passes, several Wildcats have as well, to Isaiah Beaver, who's trailed two or three plays. And he's been the receiver of nice passes, cutting right down through the paint. He's made, what, three very short shots for Houston in the first half.
He's got six. He is leading them. And he is the recipient of some nice passing inside.
Uh-huh. 31-20, Minster over Houston here at the half. Our report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Stacy Brandewee of Fort Loramie with another Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine success story.
My daughter Reggie injured her knee during her first scrimmage in November of 2012. We contacted Wilson Sports Medicine and arranged for an MRI, and unfortunately that MRI did show she had torn her ACL. At that time, we thought her career in high school basketball was over.
But it was not. A 2013 senior for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Reggie received outstanding care and treatment from Diane Alexander, Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine athletic trainer.
Diane was caring, she was highly skilled, and motivated Reg to the point that my daughter had the confidence to return to the court and play before any surgery.
And wow, did she ever perform, helping the Fort Loramie girls to the Division IV state title.
You know, it was just 3 days after Reggie and her teammates had won the state championship that Dr. Heckler at Wilson Sports Medicine performed the surgery to repair Reggie's ACL. Thanks to Dr. Heckler and his physician assistant, Nicole Burbacher, the surgery was a great success.
Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you as usual by LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center, which requests us to highlight a cheerleader from each school, one who excels on the floor in extracurriculars and in the classroom too. LaCalle Equipment, an underwriting sponsor on Scores Broadcast since our inception. And LaCalle Equipment and Jackson Center asks us to promote scholarship at the schools in the Upper Miami Valley. Tonight we highlight for Houston, thanks to LaCalle Equipment, senior cheerleader Madison Mantor. Madison is a 3.2 GPA student, daughter of Michelle and Brian, active in Spanish Circle, NJHS, competition cheer. She volunteers for Compassionate Care in Sydney and is also a teaching aide for Bible School. She will study psychology at Bowling Green. For Minster, we promote Jacqueline Hoying, a senior cheerleader, 3.5 GPA, daughter of John and Sherry, yearbook editor. Very active in mission work, recently visited Haiti as part of that effort. Competition cheer. She likes the field of graphic design, and she will pursue that field of study at either Bowling Green or Toledo. Jacqueline Henry of Minster, a senior cheerleader. Madison Mantor of Houston, a senior cheerleader. Under the spotlight tonight from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCalle Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCalle's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Minster. Houston ball first as we start the second half. Houston trailing 31-20. And the Wildcats attack in the red uniforms to our left. Bounce pass into the corner, knocked out by Minster. On the floor for Houston, Arnold along with McKee. Freitag in there, Phipps two, and Beaver. Good inbounds pass. Beaver right in front to Freitag. A little turnaround two-footer, left it short, no good. Got the rebound back. Banked it, missed it. Tough break. Rebound Minster. Forecourt right, Schmiesing. Gives it up to Josh Nixon. Nixon 25 feet away. Now around the top of the circle to Stecksholding. Houston still zoning. Here's a triangle of players on the arc for Minster. Passing it around. Open look, Schmiesing. And he guns in a three ball. Wow. Red hot shooting by Minster behind the arc. 7 of 9 now. You simply can't beat that. Here's a pass by Houston up the floor to Phipps. He saves it inbounds to Minster. Minster's got it on the Houston turnover. Schmiesing up the floor to Nixon. 34-20. Minster leads. That's the biggest deficit Houston has faced in this game. Schmiesing, nice pass to Falk in the paint. Below the rim to a teammate. Outside pass goes to Schmiesing. He launches a three. This one off to the left. He missed that one. Rebound attempt in the corner. Houston got a piece of it. Out of bounds to Minster. That was the poorest looking shot of the night for Minster, which has been on the money on three balls all evening. 14-point lead, Minster. Schmiesing head of the key. Bounce pass to Stecksholey, 25 feet away. Nixon on the bounce. Zone defense, Houston. Right side, Schmiesing. Hand off to Nixon. Nixon left-hand dribble, 30 feet out. Goes into the top of the key. Houston's zone defense collapses on him. Here's a jump shot, a left-hander, long one. Falk lets it fly. No good off the back flange. Rebound by Houston. Minster has missed a couple threes in a row. Here is Cameron Arnold entering the paint. He's choked off, gives it back out to Freitag, to Arnold. Straight away, McKee looks at the hoop, doesn't shoot. To Arnold, swings a pass to Freitag, baseline right. Hooking foul by Minster from the backside. It goes on Tumbush, and Houston will throw in. 2 minutes, 5 seconds gone. Third quarter, Houston yet to score. Behind by 14. Ball lobbed in straight away to Freitag. High left to McKee. Left corner Arnold in the lane. Freitag, spin move. Defender behind him fouls as Freitag took the knee from Jared Toby of Minster. Beaver inbounding below the hoop. Left corner to Phipps. Boy, Minster has been all over Dominic Phipps, Chuck. He can't shake free tonight.
Well, they can turn guarding him with either Stecksholey or Nixon, two very good athletes.
Arnold, right side of the floor for Houston. Straight away to McKee. To Arnold. They look inside to Freitag. Goes to Phipps straight on. He sizes up a three ball. He had an open look for a second. Missed it off to the left. Rebounded by Minster. Nixon down the floor to Schmiesing. Back to Nixon. Powers into the lane. Running shot with the left hand. No. Strong rebound by Freitag of Houston. 34-20. Minster leads. Nearly 3 minutes gone here in the second half. Beaver at the elbow on the left for Houston. Down inside to Freitag. Being defended by Toby. Freitag goes baseline. And a kneeing foul from behind by Toby. You can tell, Chuck, Houston comes out with a
persistent effort to get the ball down to Freitag on the block.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. I mean, they're running their offense, and they're getting the ball, swinging it to the defense is swinging, and then posting him up down on the block. He's missed a couple of easy ones.
You can tell head coach John Willoughby has emphasized this phase of Houston's offense during that halftime break. Houston still without points here in the second half of this game. 3 minutes and 20 seconds gone, third quarter. Here's Beaver catching 20 feet away. Right side Phipps coming out to catch Sluss straight on. He's met there by Schmiesing. Near side pass, Isaiah Beaver back to Dominic Phipps. Dribbles behind the back. Gives to the three-point shooter, Cameron Arnold. No good. He chucked one up from 24 feet. It hit the rim. Carom to Nixon. He darts up the floor to Stechschulte. Now Schmiesing. He launches a three. Left side. Got it. Houston may need another timeout. 37-20 Minster. 4 minutes gone. Third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Yep, Minster Wildcats picking up where they left off in the second quarter of this game, shooting threes and making threes. Boy, when somebody is this hot behind the arc, Chuck, makes it so tough on your defense. You want to go out and guard, and when you do, Minster dumps it down inside. Didn't expect this kind of uncanny shooting from Minster, and I'm sure head coach John Willoughby of Houston didn't figure this would happen either.
No, and you're right. They got to pick their poison, and right now, I mean, if they try to push it out, then they're really getting beat up inside. So, you know, I'm not sure. I'm glad I'm not making the decision.
Here's Phipps to Sluss for Houston. Right side pass for Beaver. It goes astray, out of bounds. No one there. 4 minutes left to go, third quarter. Houston behind by 17. Houston has been blanked in the second half of this game so far. Stechschulte to midcourt. Coming out high to greet him is Arnold. Stechschulte gives it up, gets it back. Goes high left to Ernst. Into the lane, Nixon. Down inside Houston's offense. Missed the short jumper, got the rebound back. He's tied up. And the arrow allows Minster to keep it. Substitution, Brett Olscher back in for Minster. Bryce Schmiesing is out. 3:43 left here in the third quarter. Jacob Stechschulte to inbounds, low on the left. Fires a pass out high to Olscher, who hits the cutter in the lane. It is Ernst. He might have gotten away with a walk. Banks it in anyway on the go. Nice play, Ernst of Minster.
Now he's got eight. He's had a nice game.
39-20. The lead is extended by Minster. Here's Freitag down the floor on the arc to Arnold, who fakes right, goes left. He dragged the pivot foot. Four mistakes creeping into Houston's offensive game here in the third quarter. 3:25 left. Minster over the timeline. It's Stechschulte. Fakes right, goes left. Into the lane against Arnold. Left wing to Nixon. Nixon sizes up a three. Line drive. No, off the flange. Rebound Beaver. Nixon reaches and fouls. 3:12 to go in the third. Earlier today, Chuck, scores at a couple girls' games. Of course, we covered the Fort Loramie Lima Bath contest. And the Wild Kittens beat the Redskins 43-37. Anna was victorious by six on the road at Marion Local, led from start to finish.
And Ohio State beat Kentucky 74-67.
And I'll get a few words in. My alma mater, Indiana, knocked off Notre Dame.
There you go, Big Ten.
Although last we heard, Butler was well out ahead of Purdue. Here is Houston working the ball around nicely, getting it to the block to Freitag. Minster defends. It's ruled an offensive foul. Close to being right below the basket. One of those 50-50 decisions. Referee was on it, sold it. Freitag got the ball. Really didn't have space to turn around. But The Wildcats will have to suck it up. Here comes Minster into the forecourt. Stecksholdy drives, pulls it back out on the arc to the three-point shooter. A long one by Ernst, circled the rim and came out. Rebound, Falk, no good. Knocked away by Freitag of Houston. Up ahead to Arnold, 2:30 to go, third quarter. 19-point lead, Minster. Houston yet to put a point on the board in the second half. Dribbling 25 feet away, it is Schaefer for Houston. In the corner to Beaver. Beaver caught it, moved his feet, didn't get the ball on the floor in time. That's a traveling violation.
Yeah, they're just really out of sync offensively.
Alex Eiting in for Josh Nixon for Minster. 2:17 left here in the third quarter. Far side, Minster will bring it down. It's Eiting and Schmiesing out front. Ernst at a wing. Peter Falk on the floor, along with Brett Holscher. Head coach Mike Lee of Minster playing at least 10 in this game tonight. Right side of the court, Falk handles, skips it cross court, broken up on the play, nice steal. Taken away by Arnold for Houston. Down the floor, got away with a walk. No, he didn't. He made the shot. It looked like one referee was going to overlook it. Then the right call was made for midcourt. Another turnover, Houston. And that one took away a field goal.
Yeah, it did.
39-20 Minster. Houston scoreless for better than 6 minutes here in the third. Top of the key, Ernst for Minster. Right side pass goes to Schmiesing. He's doubled. Gives it up baseline to the driver, Holscher. Good pass across the bottom of the key to Falk. And a reaching in foul against Houston. Wildcats not set in time. Minster throws in below the basket. Minute 38 to go here in the third quarter. Ball entered into the left corner on the play to Ernst. Ernst across the paint, shoots. It rolls off. No good. Rebound Freitag for Houston. Long throw down to Schaefer. Good drop-off pass down inside to Beaver. He's in among the trees. Hooks it up over the back of his head. No good. Rebounded by Minster. In all fairness, Beaver was in the paint. Tall timber all around him. Went unorthodox, couldn't get it to go. Here's a deep three, right side by Minster. Look out, Schmiesing hands another one. Woo, he's got four triples, Schmiesing.
Yes.
Yeah, Minster reversed the ball very nicely. That trip down, 42-20, Minster. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. Houston has been shut out in the third period. Here's Sluss on a bounce pass to Schaefer. Screened by Sluss. Schaefer still got it. Shoots it high left. Off to the right. No good. Rebound Minster. Long run out down the floor to Schmiesing. And he's smacked as he goes in for the layup. Two free throws for him. Half minute to go, third quarter. Beaver picked up the personal. He saved what was going to be a driving layup by Schmiesing. Schmiesing's free throw for Minster is good. 43-20 in favor of Minster. Chuck, you said it a while ago. Hard to believe Minster only 1-2. Again, a pretty rough schedule. Wapakoneta, Marion Local, both on the road. But to this Minster team's going to win a lot of games this year.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Not big size on the inside, the interior. Medium size to small, but excellent perimeter play. And four or five players can light it up behind the arc. Free throw by Minster was missed. Rebounding foul, Houston. Falk strolls to the free throw line. He rims the shot. He was clobbered on the rebound attempt, shooting two. Second one upcoming. 30.8 to go, third quarter. Free throw by Falk. That one also in and out. Rebound taken down by Sluss. Stolen. Taken away by Holscher of Minster. He throws it up off the underneath side of the rim. Houston quickly down the floor. Deflected pass by Minster. Goes out of bounds.
9 3-pointers for Minster. Four different guys.
There is absolutely no way that head coach John Willoughby of Houston could have counted on that. And I'll tell you one thing, Mike Lee has got a sly smile. He's shaking his head. He didn't figure it would happen either. But he'll take it. Splendid shooting by Minster tonight.
And Minster steals the inbounds pass by Houston. Long pitch down the floor to Nixon. It looks like Houston is going to wind up with nothing to show for the third quarter. 6 seconds left. Baseline drive by Holscher. Pulls up, steps back. High arching three. No good. Rebound. Minster missed at the buzzer. 43-20 Minster. Minster was up at the half by 11, 31-20. 12-0 Minster shutout in the third quarter. 23-point lead Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Minster 43, Houston 20. We start play here in the fourth. Houston was within striking distance when we began the second half, but not so now, Chuck. Total domination by Minster in quarter number three.
Well, yeah, they were down 11 and had the first two shots of the quarter.
You have
to get it down under double digits, and then but they never scored.
Houston has had difficulty running a smooth offense in this game. A lot of passing out high. Minster's quickness has forced Houston to the periphery. Top of the circle, Sluss. He takes aim on a three ball for Houston and swishes it. Good-looking long-range jumper by Caleb Sluss of the Houston Wildcats. It's 43-23, Minster by 20. 40 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Here's Tumbush, top of the key for Minster. He gives it up left side to Eiding. Straight away, Holscher. Back to Nixon. Now the ball handled 30 feet away by Stecksholey, who goes baseline below the rim. Good ball reversal. Straightaway Tumbush. Three-pointer off to the left. Rebounded by Houston. Arnold in backcourt. 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. 43-23 Minster. Arnold gives it up to Sluss. Picked up by Nixon. Sluss enters the lane. Doesn't shoot. Now to Arnold. He darts into the lane. Flips it on top to Zach McKee. McKee 20 feet out, right wing. Straightaway Arnold fakes left, goes right, loops a pass to Sluss, left corner. Another three ball by him. It is strong. Into the lap of Tumbush for Minster. He romps down the floor, gives it to Nixon. He barrels into the lane, driving strong. Left-hand layup is good by Josh Nixon.
Very, very good athlete. That was a good take right there.
That's the way he ran with the football on the gridiron. Here's a pass down the floor by Houston. Hit the referee. It's loose. And Minster digs it off the hardwood. Up the court to Holscher. 45-23 Minster. 2 minutes gone. Fourth quarter. Between the rings, it's Stecksholey. Coming out to catch Nixon. Houston is pursuing all over the floor now in a man defense. Left side pass to Tumbush. Picked up by Freitag. High left, it's Nixon. Now Stecksholey, oh, he finds a loose player underneath. It's Tumbush, who peeled off a screen below the rim, got it, and laid it through. Timeout Houston, which has been blistered here in the second half of this game. 5:38 to go, fourth quarter, 47-23 in favor of Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Houston with the ball, the red and white bring it down. Arnold at midcourt, picked up by Schmiesing, 30 feet away. Ball thrown toward the post, deflected by Minster, steal Minster. Here's Tumbush down the floor to Schmiesing. 5:18 left in the fourth. 24-point lead for Minster. Houston only 3 points in the second half. Here's a good look. Straightaway three by Alex Eiding of Minster. It hits the rim, ricochets out of bounds in the corner. Houston will bring it down. Well, give Minster credit. The zone defense and the man-to-man defense, the combination of the two, but Minster have kept Houston's offense at bay tonight. Here's a pass down inside by Houston, broken up by Minster. Loose ball, picked off the floor by Freitag. He goes to the cup and banks it in. And that's the young man at 6'4 who needs somehow, some way to get more involved.
Yeah, he does. That's why you don't save the ball underneath your own basket.
Jared Hulsman on the floor now for Minster, a 6'1 sophomore. Hulsman hands off to Tumbush. 4:30 left to go, fourth quarter. 47-25 Minster. Outside the arc on the right, it is Steck shielding out of Schmiesing. Picked up there by Arnold. Now Jared Hulsman hands off behind him to Connor Tumbush. Coming out to catch is Schmiesing. Near side pass. Steck shielding, Schmiesing. Right wing, 20 feet away, Eiding out of Tumbush. Eiding enters the lane, flips it out to the three-point shooter, Jared Hulsman. It is no good. Circled the rim and came out. Boy, had that gone in from the new player, Hulsman, coming in off the bench, the house would have come down. Here's a pass inside by Minster. It goes astray. Houston on the steal. Minster has shot threes extremely well tonight. Here's Sluss on the arc for Houston. Starts to drive down the lane toward the rim. Shot blocked, but a foul against Tumbush of Minster. And Sluss will shoot two. But Sluss and Freitag are two young men for Houston who have displayed some skill and talent on the floor. They need to simply get the ball in position to produce more points. That's all there is to it. Dominic Phipps has been blanketed tonight by Minster's defense. Dominic, it had several double-figure games this year, two of at least 20 or more, and he has been covered up by Minster. Free throws, Sluss, a pair of them, good.
I don't remember him being in the second half.
No, I don't
start.
Exactly. With the ball on the arc, it's Schmiesing for Minster. Pounds it on the floor, weaves it to Hulsman, who pulls up outside the foul line. Jumper, front rim, backboard, no good. Rebound punched out by Houston. Minster will play it in with 3:26 to go in the fourth. Minster up by 20, 47-27. Baseline left. The playmaker for Minster is Hulsman. Gives it up, gets it back. Good feed down inside. Houston blocks the shot. Minster tries the rebound. Foul against Houston as Aaron Ernst was smacked on the arm. Two free throws for Ernst. Momentarily, next timeout opportunity will tell you all about Brookings in Fort Loramie. Free throw Ernst, Minster, in and out, no good. how many different players for Minster have sunk threes in this game, Chuck? Four?
Four. If you want to find just one spot where they struggled, they're now 3 of 10 from the free throw line.
Shooting three-pointers far better than the 15-foot charity tosses.
Even if you're allowed to go out outside the circle to shoot the free throw.
1 of 2 on that trip to the strike by Minster. Coming off a screen straight away, McKee, Houston, good look. He buries it. 48-30, 2:50 to go here in the game. Minster into the forecourt. It is Jared Hulsman. Goes left side on a pass to Stecholdy. It missed him and goes out of bounds. Andrew Boring, a 6'3 sophomore, in now for Minster. Stecholdy, who played a fine game, is out. 48-30, Minster in the lead. Houston has been limited to 10 here in the second half. Dribble drive, McKee through the paint to Sluss on the arc. Gives it up to Freitag, back to McKee. McKee off balance, lets go the three, it's way short. Rebound in the lane by Houston. Turnaround Jay bounced off the iron as Dylan Hensley, a 6'2 junior in off the bench, couldn't get it to go. And then we've got a violation, Houston, out of bounds, all about the red jersey.
Yep.
2:20 to go in the fourth. Forecourt right, Ernst for Minster. Gives it up on the play to Tumbush. Outside Ernst, weaves to Hulsman. 2:09 left. Nearly a travel by Ernst, who dribbles to the left against Sluss. Oh, a good defensive play. Arnold came over to help, swatted it free, and gets the loose ball. Arnold with a good no-look pass down inside to Hensley for the layup. Nice job. Arnold on the assist, Hensley the two-pointer. 48-32, 16-point lead Minster. 1:45 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Ernst, 25 feet away, lobs into the lane to Broering. He dropped it, got it back, missed the turnaround jumper. Rebound to Freitag of Houston. Backcourt it goes to Cameron Arnold. Dribbles 25 feet away on top McKee. 1:25 remaining. Now to Sluss. Arnold, left corner. Coming out to catch McKee. Minster man-to-man defense. McKee fumbles, gives it back to Arnold on the arc, 30 feet out. Bounces on the floor, just over a minute to go in the game. Minster in the lead, 48-32. Ball thrown to Freitag, mid-post. Short corner, baseline, start to drive, wheels around the defender, foul. Minster man stuck out the knee, 1-1 for Freitag of Houston. He's gotten more touches here in the second half, and that is certainly a start in the right direction. Zach Freitag at the stripe, a 6'4 senior post player for Houston. A minute four to go in the fourth quarter. Free throw by Freitag is good. He bangs it down through. Second shot upcoming. Freitag, a couple dribbles. Takes a good look. Shot is on the way, around and out to the right, no good. Scrap for the rebound, ruled a tie-up, and let's see who gets the arrow. Minster ball. Minute three to go here in the fourth quarter. Inbounded in backcourt by Hulsman, who hands it off on the play to Holscher to the timeline against Arnold. He dribbles down to the right. Hands it behind him to Broering, to Hulsman, out near midcourt. It's Holscher, who looks at the clock, 42 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Minster not in any hurry to run offense or shoot. Up the 15, 30 seconds left in the fourth. Right side pass to Ben Stubbs, 6'1 junior is in now. Stubbs hands off on the play to Holscher. Back out on top to Jared Hulsman. Down to 20 seconds to go in this game. Minster Wildcats will advance to 2-2 on the year. Houston will drop to 2-6. Here's a ball tipped into backcourt. Good heads-up play by Houston. It's Arnold on the steal. all the way to the rim, left it short, no good. Rebound Minster with 4 seconds to go, and that will do it. The Minster Wildcats return to action Monday at home against Lehman Catholic. Houston's next game is in the Shelby County League on Tuesday at home versus Anna. Minster victorious tonight over Houston. Minster Wildcats, as I mentioned, now 2-2, and Houston drops to 2-6 on the young season. 48-33 win tonight by Minster over Houston. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Loramie since the late 1800s when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams hanging on the walls right beside depicts of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, the spacious second floor available too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place quite like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street on the web at brookins-usa.com. In the end, a 15-point win for Minster, which had pushed it out to more than 20. Late in the third, early in the fourth, Minster takes the foot off the gas pedal late. The key to the game, that extremely decisive third quarter, when Houston Chuck simply did not score a point, right?
Yeah, 12-0 in the third, and they outscored them 13-5 in the fourth. It was a very sluggish game, especially the second half. They shot lights out. Both teams shot over 50% in the first half. Both teams shot under 30% in the second half. So it really kind of hit the skids.
Yeah, high points to the game offensively in the first two quarters for sure. I like the work of Freitag and Sluss in the second half. Dominic Phipps was guarded so well in the first two quarters. Head coach John Willoughby didn't put him back on the floor, I don't think, for a minute in the second half of the game. Maybe he started the third quarter.
He did not. No, and I was going to ask, but I didn't get a chance. I was going to see if maybe he hurt something. But that's the only reason I can imagine, because it wasn't like his effort wasn't good in the first half.
Oh, it sure was. It was excellent. Dominic simply could not shake free. Great defense by Minster all night, as noted by Houston's total score, only 33 points. And as we noted just a moment ago, nothing for Houston in that third quarter. Minster with splendid outside three-point shooting. I'm sure John Willoughby was very surprised as he was trying to prepare Houston's defense for Minster. Mike Lee was pleasantly surprised, head coach of Minster.
Yeah, well, I mean, they shot lights out, and Houston really, they didn't have any choice. They had to stay man zone because the man was just getting torn up for easy baskets. And when a team can shoot threes like that on you, not a whole lot you could do about it. Minster came out, played one series of zone. Phipps hit his only three of the game, and they got out of that, and you never saw it again. They played that hard-nosed man the rest of the game.
We saw bright spots both ways, especially for Minster. I expect the Minster Wildcats to win 15-16 games. Houston has been in two or three games. It could have won. The Wildcats simply need more consistent play over four quarters. And somehow, some way, Houston's got to be able to pound the ball down inside and get more looks for Freitag and Sluss.
Yeah, they turned the ball over 15 times, and nine of those were in the second half. Not horrible. Minster turned it over 10 times.
Our Clancy stars of the game.
Well, for Houston, I'm going to go with Isaiah Beaver. He ended up with 6 points. He tied with McKee for the leading scorer for Houston. On the other side, we're going to go with Bryce Smeezing. He had 13. Had a terrific game for the Wildcats.
Sure did. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
No problem.
hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
This coming week before Christmas, we have two games for you on scoresbroadcast.com, one on Tuesday, one on Wednesday. Rushi at Jackson Center in the Shelby County League, two undefeated to go at it in league play. Tip-off 7:30 on the air at 7:10 on Tuesday night. And then on Wednesday evening, this Rushi club, Chuck, or I should say this Minster club that we saw tonight, is at Rushi on Wednesday night, the MAC against the Shelby County League. Excellent games coming up this week. Each one has a chance, I think, to go right down to the last couple possessions. Rushi Jackson Center at Jackson on Tuesday. Rushi Minster at Rushi on Wednesday night. Tip-off at 7:30 both evenings.
Yeah, those should be two really good basketball games. And that first one on Tuesday night, a big game in the Shelby County League.
Indeed. Girls action this afternoon. A couple final scores we are aware of. Of course, we carried the Fort Loramie-Lima Bath game. Won by Bath, 43-37 over Fort Loramie. Anna on the road defeated Marion Local by 6. That was a big win for the Anna girls program this afternoon. Rhett Jish has been our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Minster. Again, the final score, Minster 48, Houston 33.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.